clock functional back there?
Right.
Oh, is it right in front of me? Oh, there it is. Okay, thank you. I need a clock. Hi, I'm Stacy, and I'm an alcoholic. And you need to watch the clock, because I'm going to be talking about my favorite subject, right, myself. Every alcoholic's favorite topic, right, them. Thank you so much for your warm welcome here. My husband is going to be your main speaker tonight, so he said, hey, you're going to be my 10-minute speaker. I said, okay. And we just came from another Alcoholics Anonymous meeting. My sobriety date is June 2nd, 1990. And we attended a meeting at 5:30, and my sponsor, who I've had for 23 years, gave me a cake for 34. And here we are at another Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, and I can tell you that that's a pretty representative picture of what our lives look like today, and it didn't look like that when I got here back in June of 1990. I will tell you that I qualified to be here in Alcoholics Anonymous. I didn't come on a court card. I came here on a parent card. And, you know, that coming from my family, that's really saying something, because my mom is an insulin-dependent diabetic who's drank away a kidney. And my father, we call him Cactus Jim, because a few Christmases ago, he got fucked up and fell in the cactus garden and was literally covered from head to toe in cactus. And these are the people that told me, you know, we think you have a problem. You really need to go to Alcoholics Anonymous. And so I was sent here in 1989. And I don't know if any of you can relate, but when I came here in 1989, drinking and drug use was not my problem. What I know today is drinking and drug use was my solution to my living problem, but I didn't have a problem with my drinking. The other people around me had a problem with my drinking. And so when I came to Alcoholics Anonymous, essentially what I got was an education. And the truth was that I didn't think I was an alcoholic. I didn't really understand a lot of what you people said. But I kept coming back, really, because I was forced to. And what happened along the way, though, was there came a time when I actually did want to stop doing what I was doing. And what I found was I might be able to stop for a brief period of time, a couple of days a week. But the truth is I could never stay stopped. And I'll never forget the way I ended up in Alcoholics Anonymous. I had another Eskimo girlfriend of mine whose father had gotten sober, and she was like, you know, I think this could work for you too. And so I was going to meetings, and I didn't know that, you know, it was okay to be honest if you didn't get sober, right? It was okay to tell the truth, like, hey, you know, I've got one day, I've got 2 days, I've only got a week, you know, I messed up last weekend. So I just went to meetings with her, and when she asked if I was sober, I said, I'm sober. And when my friends asked me if I was sober, I'm sober. And I'll never forget, she was counting, I certainly wasn't counting, but she knew when I was supposed to take my 30-day chip, and actually, the night before, I got rip-roaring drunk, and I'm a puker. I had, well, I'm dating myself. I grew up here in the Antelope Valley. I got sober at the Palmdale Group. I've known Mark for 30 years. But I was dating somebody who worked at the bowling alley in Palmdale. And the owner of the bowling alley was having a Christmas party. And there we all went, and I got just so drunk, and I'm a vomiter, a puker, almost every time I drink. And so anyhow, I was waiting for the bathroom. Somebody was in the bathroom, and projectile vomiting. I tried to cover it up with my hands, and it sprayed everywhere. And the house was like all white furniture, white carpet, white, 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 white. So just, so that was my night before. And she called me and said, hey, 30-day chip, and I said, yeah, no problem. And back then, I don't know if you guys still do it, where we go to meetings now, we go to meetings at the Rafters in Santa Clarita, but you don't talk when you take a 30-day CHIP, but back then when you took a CHIP, you shared. And so I took my CHIP and I shared all my experience, strength, and hope, and now I got that 30 days. But I just remember the absolute shame and humiliation of that. And the truth was I didn't get sober. I didn't get sober for at least another 6 months, and I had many, many more bottoms to come in the next 6 months. But the truth was when I was ready to do that first step and admit complete defeat, Alcoholics Anonymous was here to welcome me. And what they told me was, get a sponsor, get a book, read it, and take the steps, and it'll save your life. And that has been my experience. I didn't know that I needed to find a power greater than myself when I got here. I've come to learn that that is the power that has expelled the obsession to drink. Because the truth was, and I'll tell you, I've done a lot of hard things in the last 34 years. The hardest thing I ever had to do was quit drinking and doing drugs. Some people are lucky in that the obsession from them is magically lifted and removed. I eventually had that experience, but the first 4 months at least, it was a regular struggle to fight against that thought that I needed to go get a drink and get drunk. And so what I know now is that I lack the power to overcome my own alcoholism. I lack the power to overcome your alcoholism. I have to find a way to live that's grounded in something greater than myself. You here at Alcoholics Anonymous gave that to me. I've had some great spiritual experiences, but I can tell you that the heavens don't open and God does not talk to me. God speaks to me through you. And I find you here in meetings of Alcoholics Anonymous, right? If I'm not here, I don't get that message. And I can, over the last 34 years, it's a relationship that I've worked on and I've developed. And it's gotten stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And, you know, I've got 3 minutes left. I've got 3 minutes left. There's so many. Like, how do you distill down in a 10-minute talk the change that occurred, the miracles that can happen, the gifts that you can be given? You know, one is, I've had the same sponsor for 23 years. Actually, we had to have a little 3-year break because my husband made her mad. But the truth is that I've had a relationship with the same person for 24 of my 34 years of sobriety. We've raised 4 children. I've gone to school and I've gotten an education. Like, I've been able to accomplish things that wouldn't have never been on my radar if it weren't for God, sobriety, and Alcoholics Anonymous. So what I know here today is that if you're sitting in this room and you've got even one day, you're a miracle. You know, you can string a couple of days together, you're a miracle. I'm a miracle. And it truly is, you know, I give all of the credit to God and the power of Alcoholics Anonymous. I can tell you that I would not have any of the relationships that I have in my life if it weren't for Alcoholics Anonymous. You know, it's just, like, my heart is so full. My heart is so full. You, the men and women of Alcoholics Anonymous, fill up my heart, and I, in turn, get to pour back and pour that love back into you. And it's kind of like this repeating cycle, right? Give and take, give and take, give and take. And that's what I found here in Alcoholics Anonymous, right? A place to share my victories, a place to share my defeat, a place to help you up when your hand is reached out for help, and a place where you can help me up when I need help. Because there's been a lot of times over the years where I've needed that, and y'all have been here, and I'm just super grateful to be sober and to listen to my husband, who's going to give a great pitch tonight. I just know it. No pressure. Thank you.